ado, Rui Bazzotti.
Thank you, Michael. Do I need this?
Only if you like.
Well, I don't know that I really need this mic. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Because I'm used to yelling at people in the retirement community. And if they can't hear, they sure as hell let you know it. Anyway, I'm delighted to be back here again, back in Indiana. And there are some familiar faces in the group here, which is nice to see. And I had a good look at my exhibition upstairs last night. They did a wonderful work in selecting the pieces and putting them together. And this morning, I'm going to do something a little different. And I'm going to show 18 or 19 new collages, and then I'm going to do another presentation with the Labors of Hercules, which is another big suite of prints, which I finished in 2012. Took me a hell of a long time to do them. The first contact I had with Mr. Hercules was as a grad student at the University of Colorado. The chairman of the department was a Harvard-trained man and eloquent speaker. And I pushed slides for Mr. McGrew, Professor McGrew. And one morning he came in the class and threw a box of slides at me and said, "Today, we're going to follow the adventures of Hercules. And hopefully before the day's over, you'll be able to see some of those things." And this is the brochure that was made by Illinois State University where the labors were actually printed. So that's the procedure for this morning's action. I don't know if you want to turn the lights off and so we can focus on the works up here. Now, just a few words on why all of these things happened. In 2011, my dear wife Dottie and I left a home that we had designed and built and lived in for 51 years, raising five children. And I left a other beautiful studio of 1,000 square feet that I had also designed and helped build. And we felt like two immigrants. And we had no home, and things looked pretty bleak. But our children thought we were resilient, and they came home and helped us make the big move. So we are now residents of Meadowood, which is, I think, known by people at West Lafayette. It's something that Herman Wells, who was a magician in many fields, decided to do way back in the 60s. And they all thought Herman had lost his mind, because in the 60s, everybody was building and expanding and stretching out and not constricting and drawing back, which they thought that's what happened when you retire. And that's really not the case. But Herman was smart in many, many ways, and he started this. By 1982, there were already people beginning to live in Meadowood. Dottie and I were very fortunate that the house that was built expressly for Herman Wells was vacant when we were looking there, and we were fortunate enough to get the house. It had two extra rooms in, which are now my studio. The only thing I didn't have was a place to print. I had a beautiful press that's been in storage for 2 years. When I told the director at Meadowood that I would like to bring it into my area of living, he said, well, what is it like? I said, well, the bed is 1.25 inches of solid steel. It's 32 inches wide and 50 inches long, and it weighs a little over 2,000 pounds. And he said, oh my God. He said, this is the strangest request I've ever received, to have somebody that's interested in something like that to bring in into the living quarters. So discussions with insurance companies and everything just horrified people. So I had to sort of put things aside and look for a place to work outside of Meadowood. Fortunately, about 1.5 months ago, one of my former colleagues called and said, I heard that you were looking for a place to work. And this is a woman, Wendy Kalman, who's also retired. She said, I have a big studio with a press just like yours, and you're welcome to share it with me. So Wendy saved me a hell of a lot of time, effort, money, and sanity. So we now are totally back at business with a place to be able to print. In the meantime, that's where all of these things came from. I did three pieces in a kind of classical motif of just putting interesting images on a sheet of paper with the ideas of balance and color and texture and all the things that we've heard through the years of teaching and what you do and what you don't do. And after I looked at those three things, I said, there sure has to be a better way to make collages. So I began to work on my own idea of what a collage should be like. So from what you see up here, this new method I put into place, the idea was to start with anywhere from 4 to 6 sheets of blank paper, put a lot of material, visual imagery on all of them, put them back together, tape them so they can't move, and on the back of one of them, which would be blank, I put a drawing of how that piece of paper was going to be cut. I took out some very sharp Japanese knives that I had bought in Tokyo, and I cut through those sheets of paper. So instead of 5 sheets, I now had 25 pieces laid out on tables like this, 2 and 3 lengths. And then it was a matter of just moment after moment after moment interchanging these shapes. Yeah, now you'd think in a few minutes you'd be absolutely insane and totally out of control, but some wonderful things happened, and they happened just, I don't know why, just magic. So let's have a look at what these things were. You're going to see all kinds of things in here, remnants of prints of mine. There'll be bills, there'll be luggage tags, all kinds of information. Most of this became known to me after we decided to move and had to clean everything out of the studio. So there are also interesting things that you can do in the depth of these. They don't always have to be on the same level. This is a trip.